Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
COVID-19 is spreading across our state, whether you're in the city or a one-stoplight town.
For your family, our economy, and our children, help us stop the spread.
Wear a mask, wash your hands, and watch your distance.
All the latest agriculture news and market information every weekday in the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email. Go to OklahomaFarmReport.com and in the right-hand column, click on subscribe to the daily email and we'll meet up in your inbox.
Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company's longtime support of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services.
Today's livestock futures trade was mixed here. We had the February live cattle down 107 at 113.20. The April's 95 cents lower, 118.17. June's down 32 at 114.77. August, two lower at 114.62. And then October and December of 21, both up 7 cents. Feeder cattle were a little bit stronger than the live cattle, up 17 cents in January at 136.12. March is up 7 at 136.97. And out there in August, September, October, we were about 20 to 35 cents lower. With the start of the day off this morning, the market was actually quite a bit lower than where we closed, about $1.50 or so at one point on the feeder cattle before coming back to close here steady. The lean hogs today were all over the board. We're down 22 in February at 68.50. The April's up 12 cents at 72.92. It seems like the cattle and hog futures are just trying to sort through the global demand and what all this new political environment and various trade deals around the world will happen here and how it will develop. The box beef market at midday was slightly higher, 61 cents higher on choice at 207.41, select down 11 at 196. Today's slaughter was 119,000. So we're back at it.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment. Hey, cattle producers, Superior Livestock's got their annual bell ringer sale coming up the 12th, 13th, and 14th of January. It'll be seen on Dish Network, Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Over 142,000 head of cattle consigned. It's happening live at the Embassy Suites on South Meridian in Oklahoma City in conjunction with the Cattlemen's Congress. Go to SuperiorLivestock.com for more details or call Superior 1-800-422-2117.
Today's grain futures are anticipating tomorrow's report here, but we were a little bit weaker, really across the board. The weakest contract was the corn, believe it or not, down about 4 cents. With the March front month corn at 491.5, down four. The May were down 3.5 at 493.25. Beans were 1 to 2.5 cents lower here. January down 1.25 at 1372. And in the Kansas City wheat down about a penny and Chicago wheat down about 4 cents. So that Kansas City Chicago wheat spreads right at 27 cents. You know, it was in the mid 30s forever and then got down to 20 cents between the two. But it's pretty rare to have the Kansas City, if you look over the last 50 years or whatever, it's pretty rare to have the Kansas City wheat underneath Chicago. But the last 3 or 4 years, it's actually been normal. It's kind of strange. Tomorrow morning, 11 a.m., we got the next USDA report. It'll come out at 11 a.m. And it'll give us the next round of crop, the seedings for wheat, and then the crop production for the corn and beans from last year, and what the USDA sees as the overall production. It looks like it might be a little bit tighter here in the U.S., and also the world-ending stocks may reflect a little bit tighter South America, both Brazil and Argentina, corn and bean production estimates, which could already be reflected in the current price after the rally.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial position.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.